This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. We have also begun streaming the show on Facebook. And you can, it's an audio thing. And we had been doing it for a couple of weeks, but the sound was really choppy. The other day we did it, and it went perfectly. I mean, the sound was beautiful. So we may have worked out the kinks. I'm not a fan of Facebook, as you guys know, but it's our biggest medium for getting the show out there and hitting the numbers. So what we're going to do is, if you do catch the show on Facebook, we'll be doing promos, and we're going to use a code word. I don't know. What should we make the code word? For right now, let's make it Comey, okay? No, let's make it a code phrase. Homie for Comey or something like that. Yeah, let's do homie for Comey. So if you I'm on the fly here. I'm not trying to figure it out. But if we do homie for Comey, let's take a look at that as our first one. And if you do that, then if you put that on our Facebook feed anywhere, or send me a note, whatever, however you want to do it. Well, you want to call the show at 844-551-8255 and say homie for Comey. Or you put in a note at kjradio.com, or preferably you're doing it on Facebook and you just put it into the thread, because the show is on Facebook at noon at the time of broadcast. So if you do that, put homie for Comey, then we will we'll definitely get you in the drawing to get a shirt and a book. We'll do something. And we'll do something all the time. And these will get sweeter. They'll get better. Because what we want to do is we want to drive our numbers up so that we can get more and more sponsorship. And we have a goal. We want to be in the top 5 digital radio by the end of the year. That's it. And you can help. So if you want to help out, check it out. It's on Facebook. You'll get a notification. Or go to our radio page. It's the Kevin Jackson Show on Facebook. And it should be there. And I'll make sure our team is aware of that. So it's homie for Comey. That'll be the first phrase. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Speaking of Comey, testimony. And I want to cover that. I want to cover the prelude to it. I want to cover all the hoopla leading up to Comey's testimony. And so on and so forth. Because this is going, as Hillary Clinton said, it's going to be the biggest nothing burger in the history of man. And it's funny to me to watch the left sort of try to figure out how to make something out of nothing. It really is. It's like going into your kitchen and you're poor and you've got mustard, you've got water and butter, and you know, and in your pantry you've got some, you know, maybe a bag full of beans, and somebody says, go, you know, we're having guests over. 12 people, fix us up something, right? You got nothing. They literally are working with an empty pantry and an empty refrigerator and a stove where 3 of the burners don't work, and you got to go fix something up. Watching these guys, quite frankly, is hilarious. If it weren't for the fact, honestly, folks, if it weren't for the fact that this was so serious, I'm talking about the fate of the nation. This would be a sitcom. And I got to tell you, if you're sitting back looking at this and you take all the potential for what's happening here out, the politics of it, it's one of the most fascinating, funny things you've ever seen. I was talking about it the other day. In the wake of bombings by terrorists, and I've given you guys the numbers, show after show, 900-plus terrorist bombing so far this year, and it will easily end up being bigger than 2,000. Easily. And it's been that way for the entire decade of the 2010s. And the left act as if we are all overreactionary, jumping to conclusions. London's mayor says, hey, get used to it. It's life in a big city. You're going to have Muslims blowing things up. That's just the nature of the beast. Is it? You know, we are on this site called Nextdoor, I think it is what it's called. And you're supposed to report crime in the neighborhood. And you guys will think I'm kidding. The minute you report crime, hey, a couple of black guys were seen in the alleyway, and it turned out one of them kicked in the back door of the house on, you know, Manchester Street. And I'm not, you guys think I'm lying, but if I'm lying, I'm dying. Leftists will come on within 2 minutes of that post and say, why did you have to identify them as black guys? Because if you happen to see two black guys walking down your alley, it might be a hint that they're it. What do you want me to do? Two Asian guys? Oh, two nothing burgers. Yeah, two nothing burgers were walking down the alleyway, and a door was suddenly kicked in. But it was a nothing burger as they stole everything out of the contents out of the house. They get mad at you. They don't tell you, hey, thanks for reporting the crime. Oh, and thanks for giving a very good description. Two black guys. One guy's about 5'7", 6'2", gold teeth, wearing a dashiki and an afro with a pick in it. You know, why you gotta go make them black? I didn't go make them anything. They made themselves that way. They committed the crime. What do you want us to do? It is a site that is supposed to be a neighborhood watch. And that's what they say. But it gets better. It gets better. So you say, hey, the other day, four cars had their windows smashed and the contents of their car stolen, and somebody kicked in the door and held a family at gunpoint. By the way, these are true next door stories from my own hood. And you put that in there, and you know what these suckers write back? Well, that's just life in the city. And I think to myself, wow. These are the biggest idiots on the planet. This is why I can't stand leftists. By the way, leftists, the charge is still out there. I've been saying this for 8 years. You want to call this show? You think you're bad to the bone? 844-551-8255. I will treat you with respect as I whoop your head. Would love for you to call the show.
Kevin, well, you got to understand the plight of the black man in the city.
I don't have to understand Jack. I don't understand the plight of black. I understand the plight of humans. And let me tell you something. If you talk about kicking in somebody's door in my neighborhood and think I'm not going to say anything or call people out by color, you're wrong. Black guys deal drugs on my street. They drive up in their cars. They wait. Somebody drives along. They do an exchange and they go. I get the license plate every time and I describe them for who they are. They are black guys. One guy was in dread. He was in a white Chrysler 300. Blah, blah, blah. The guy who accepted the drugs was in a Nissan Sentra, whatever, and I described that guy. He was a white dude that looked like he was, you know, a grunge guy, and he had a scraggly beard. That's the way we do it. That's the way we roll. Lots more to talk about. Muslim terror and liberal lunacy. You won't believe this next story. It has to do with Ariana Grande and what a professor said.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. We are talking about lots of stuff. The biggest thing that's obviously happening today is the Comey testimony. Yeah, it's full of baloney. There's a lot of things that rhyme with Comey testimony and Comey, right? Comey, he's my homie. Our catchphrase for the day, well, maybe for a while, is Comey is my homie. And if you say that on Facebook as you're listening to the program, then we will put you in a drawing to get a free book, free shirt, whatever. We're going to come up with something cool. It'll be a packet that you want to get, I promise. So Comey is my homie. He may not be your homie, but it just rhymes. You have to do it, right? Comey is my homie. We could have done, if you want to say Comey is not my homie, I'm cool with that too. As long as it's got Comey and homie in it, or Comey homie, or Hillary is Comey's homie. Something like that, we're cool with it. Facebook. Are you catching the show on Facebook now? Because I'm tweeting it. I'm out there responding back to you guys during the break. So I hope you are. Anyway, you know what's funny? You watch all this stuff with terror, and you watch the reaction of the left, and I'm amazed. And this is it's old, but there's some information here that's good for you. So you know Ariana Grande, her concert got bombed, and she of course then did a follow-up concert that everybody praised. Oh, my God. Ariana did this. She's so brave. It's amazing what she did. And it was a free concert. It wasn't free. Big deal. I mean, don't misunderstand me. I know there's money involved with her getting reset up and all that. But guess what? People didn't get the first concert. If they got bombed, I would hope on the ticket it says somewhere, in the event of a Muslim terror attack, you will get your money back. I know these days, these performers are pretty much using out contracts to say, once we get your butt in the door, anything that happens, including force majeure, you are toast. You don't get your money back. If I pass out from a drug-induced coma with a microphone in my hand, too bad for you. So they make it sound, that's the least she could do. And anyway, they got the terror attack. But here's what's funny. She's suddenly an ambassador of freedom, an ambassador of good conquering evil because she made up a concert for people that got blown up. How about we put this in perspective? So a history teacher believes that the 23-year-old pop singer is better at handling counterterrorism than Secretary of Defense James Mattis, 4-star retired general in the Marine Corps. Guy's name is Juan Cole, professor, the director of the Center of Middle Eastern and North African Studies at the University of Michigan. Can I just say right now, that's a class nobody needs. But he made this assertion in an op-ed in a thing called The Nation. Now, if you think The Nation includes you and that they have your best interest in mind when The Nation writes an article, well, you don't know The Nation. But this is a 64-year-old professor, Juan Cole. He says Mattis could learn from Grande, accusing the Secretary of Defense of having a poor understanding of radicals in the Islamic State. So on 60 Minutes the other day, not long ago, Mattis was on Face the Nation, and he was on with John Dickerson. He says the U.S. is moving away from, quote, attrition tactics, where we shove ISIS from one position to another in Iraq and Syria, to annihilation tactics, where we surround them. Now, Cole argued that resorting to, quote, annihilation tactics would be futile, because it will just anger the next generation and turn them against the United States, which will result in more terrorists. He seems to think that a few tweets or videos in cyberspace are the problem. The fact is that all the ISIS fighters in Iraq and Syria have siblings and cousins, and simply annihilating them creates a whole slew of new feuds in the United States. And I'm reading from this article. Well, I'm going to give you something to think about, folks. That may very well be true, but they don't like us anyway. If you look at how long these suckers have been trying to take over the world, this goes back to the Crusades. And for the sake of Muslims, I don't care. Muslims could number 5 billion in a world of 10 billion. And let me tell you what it means. 5 billion people will get their butts kicked, and it won't be the non-Muslims. Muslims will never win. Never. I know they've been led to believe this, but they will never win. Christianity wins in the end. Just the way it is. And let me tell you something about annihilation tactics. It certainly beats moving people from place to place. It makes them have to completely revamp. And you could, well, they're going to be mad. Fine. Let the next generation be mad. I predict the next generation isn't going to give a crap. They're going to finally get some sense about themselves and say, you know what, we've been fighting for a long time, living in squalor, smelling like, you know, homeless people for decades. When is enough enough? When do we join the civilized world? And you would think leftists would be asking this. These are the very people that question tactics of our government. Well, you can't be torturing. We can't have torture. But they won't say a word when they see a baby, a Christian child, get their head chopped off on camera. Won't say a word. Won't even look at the videos. In fact, Zuckerberg, Sergey Brin, I'm talking Google and Facebook, they will ban you if you post something like that. That's too gruesome. Really? Is it too gruesome? The reality is gruesome. How about the reality that those groups, Facebook and Google and all these guys, allow the narrative that these are peaceful, loving people that just want to get along. And look, you can do the numbers any way you want. Tim Wilkins and I will be talking about these guys here pretty soon. But whatever you look at, whether it's 2%, 10%, whatever, there's a lot of Muslims, and they want to kill people. And they aren't just it's not like they're trying to do it, like they're threatening. It isn't like Iran or North Korea. We will bomb you. We'll bomb you, man. It's not like that. They actually do it. They do it every day in numbers that would be astounding. If the media reported the number of radical Muslim attacks every day, like they did the Vietnam War statistics and things like that, you'd get rid of radical Islam would be gone within 5 years. But they won't do it. To solve the problem, though, the professor opined that the public must ignore Mattis and the West strategy to defeat the Islamic State and embrace tolerance, because the strategic annihilation is sort of like fighting forest fires with gasoline hoses, he says. Cole praised Grande, whose concert in Manchester was bombed by the ISIS attackers last week, for announcing that she would return to England in a benefit concert from the victims. That's what you do. You confront radical Islam by putting on another concert. The reason why I'm sharing this story with you folks is I want you to understand that in a college, a 64-year-old professor wants you to believe that Ariana Grande knows more about how to deal with a radical terrorist organization than a 66-year-old, 4-star retired general. And you, again, leftists, if you want to defend this, call the show, 844-551-8255.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Radio show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. I'm on with my good friend Tim Wilkins, who has been on a road trip extravaganza. And Tim was telling me he likes getting back from a trip of a trip. And I don't even know what that means. That's probably druggy talk, but I'm just going to leave it alone. Don't do drugs, Wilkins.
Oh, stay in school, kids. Stay in school. You'll end up a comedian.
Right. This is your brain. Tim Wilkins is your brain. You know, the egg. You remember the egg commercial?
Oh, yeah, I remember the egg.
All right.
Man, I've been into health and fitness too long. I always think that's my egg for breakfast. I never think of the drug correlation. It makes me hungry every time.
And you probably think, like, why do they have that yolk in there? Get rid of that yolk. That's bad for you. It's terrible.
No, you know what? I am not like that. I know the yolks are good for me, and I'm not an aggregationist. That's what I call that. The people that separate the people that are whites only, that's wrong with eggs, too.
Terrible.
You should have yolks.
In China, they hate those people. You know, we want the yellow gone. Damn you!
I was in a Waffle House in South Carolina one night, and I asked for all egg whites, and she went, "What do you expect me to do with the yellows?"
You probably said, put them over the mountain and let them put the dynamite in, then let them go. And then we'll come up with the phrase, a Chinaman's chance.
Let them work on the railroad.
Yeah, put them on the railroads. We'll kill them later. All right. Anyway, so lots going on, Tim, needless to say. You got Trump, rock star, from some of the last time we talked to me. He's gone overseas. He was a rock star over there. Domestic policy, phenomenal. Of course, the Democrats are still chasing him over Russiagate. We've had bombings in England and various other places around the world. We've talked ad nauseum about the number of Muslim terror attacks that happen year after year, the level of escalation. Comments by the London mayor that essentially said, hey, that's life in the big city, right? And on and on. Now we've got Comey, who may bring some light to this whole, not name of the whole thing. I mean, to me, Trump's so involved in all of it because he's been sounding the alarm bell for the better part of a year on illegal immigration, on the travel ban for Muslims that are coming from, you know, countries that want to destroy us and things like this. And it's all coming to fruition. And now we get Comey to sort of put a wrapper on. What are your thoughts?
Well, my first thought is about the terrorism. I love the fact that during the Religion of Peace's biggest month in their entire religion, they've had so far almost 160 killings in terror attacks. So that speaks volumes to, by the way, the small number. Let's not judge an entire religion by a few fanatics. Let's say it's only 10% of 1.6 billion. Are you kidding me? That's not a few.
You know, you don't have to go 10% when you're talking billions. I mean, well, I'll put it to you this way. You could give me 1% in dollars of that number is, and I would be happy to make a living on it because it's enough. It's significant. And look, these guys are very destructive. We're watching them spiral. And when I talk about spiral, I mean spiral into a point of you know, so to put it in perspective, and I'm sure you're aware of some of this, but 46 countries have been attacked this year by Muslims. And in the entire 70s, I talked about this a lot on the show, only one attack in any country was Saudi Arabia. In the 80s, there were 8 countries attacked. In the 90s, there were, I don't know, less than 12 countries attacked. And now 46 are attacked. And we're talking hundreds of attacks so far this year, but there hasn't been a year since 2010 that has had less than 2,000 radical Muslim attacks, people dying by the thousands, to your point.
By the thousands. Well, you know, and I don't feel bad at all saying this, because I thought we had it bad during Obama, but heaven help our good friends in England with Sadiq Khan watching the head house.
I know. And
so
the
Comey thing, let's get to this, because I cannot believe what political theater this has become. I seriously, I'm on the road. I have to DVR it because if I miss it, it's like the last quarter of the Super Bowl.
Right. You can't catch it on Netflix.
Oh, no, it'll be running. I can't believe we've ever gotten to a point where a guy can look at a girl and go, hey, you want to C-SPAN and chill?
It is very interesting theater. Remember when you were a kid and the mention of politics or the news and you were like, whatever, right? I wanted to see Welcome Back, Kotter. What are you talking about? And now, I mean, I'm riveted. I can't tell you, Tim, how many people are waiting to see the Comey testimony that I think is going to be a bust.
There is a countdown counter right now on Fox with 24 hours and 37 minutes until the hearing. And you know it's going to start late. And then it starts with the canned political opening statements. It's always the same. I get so excited. It's such a letdown. It's like dating me. I know what it feels like.
Well, there have been enough indicators. Krauthammer made a comment that, and not to use Hillary Clinton terminology, but it's going to be a big nothing burger. You remember what
that? Again, I get hungry. James Comey, it's been said throughout the Republican circles and some in the Democratic circles, the guy's got the credibility right now of a Clinton lawyer. He's like watching Podesta speak.
Oh, well, it's funny. I don't know if you saw the clip, but they reporters were in the White House, and Trump was joking that Jared Kushner was more popular than he was. He's like, yeah, Jared's getting more popular than I am. He's like, I don't like that. And he's joking. And then they say to him, what do you think about the Comey hearings? And Trump's like, I wish him luck. You know, it was so nonchalant. I mean, you can't be more chill about the Comey testimony than Trump.
You can't be more chill, but I think deep down Trump knows that while he may have some friendlies on one side, when Comey walks into the buzzsaws that are Jason Chaffetz and Trey Gowdy, all politics are out the window because the prosecutor from the greatest court shows in the last 50 years comes out with his slick black gray hair.
Well, I agree. And we wrote a piece a while back about how Comey – Trump did it. He was very strategic in going after Comey. He waited till he was 3,000 miles away. He fires him. Then they go and confiscate all his notes, all his stuff. Other than what he has with him, everything was confiscated. They got his computer, stuff off his computer, everything. And so I'm thinking to myself, if I'm a leftist, and first of all, Comey says, yeah, Trump said some things to me, and this is what Krauthammer had to say. He would be indicting himself. He'd be saying, well, I had the information that I didn't bring forward. But I don't even, I mean, as I think we all believe, there's no information to bring forward. So now the question becomes, who is James Comey? And we did a long, I mean, it's now, this piece we wrote was 3,500 words, longest piece we've probably written in a long time, detailing how Comey has always been around to protect the Clintons. I recommend everybody go check it out.
My favorite supposed leak in the last couple of days was that James Comey told Jeff Sessions, don't leave me alone with Trump. Okay. That's was where he, the was laugh thinking the
Trump,
man.
Was he thinking Trump was going to grab him by the, you know what? Don't leave me alone with
I
that
don't
man.
Care how many pink hats you put on James Comey? That's a big dude.
He may be big, but that don't mean he ain't got a pink hat.
The guy's 6'8". He's a spy. Let's be honest. Trump, I stood next to Trump on the campaign trail. He's 6'1", and he's in his 70s. Give it a rest.
All I'm telling you is Comey's been a shield for the Democrats for a long time, and I suspect all of this information has been put in a very nice dossier that Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz and others have, and I think that the shock for the left, him, is going to be what they learn about Comey and how he conducted investigations. I think this is one of these things where everybody's got this idea that, oh, this is really going to get Trump. And the next thing you're going to see is Comey's eyes get real wide, right?
One of my favorite phrases is Trey Gowdy going, Mr. Comey, I'm going to skip opening statements and get right to the point.
I love that. He's like,
you know it's not going to end well.
Oh, man, he's saying I'm not wasting my time on formalities, man. I got you.
Speaking of leaks, we have to do this before we leave because I love this. And it's poor Donald Trump, poor President Trump. Every time they talk about a leaker on Fox, I think it's an incontinence medicine. But Reality Winner. The woman's name is Reality Winner.
Did your parents think we're either going to give you a stripper name or a resist Trump name for 20 years from now when he gets elected?
So what do you think is going to come out of this? Because Limbaugh says she's a setup. You know what? This is a little strange timing that they got her at this. I mean, it seemed obvious that they got her. And she's not the prototypical spy, you know.
I saw that headline on The Blaze and didn't get a chance to read the article yet about Limbaugh saying that it's a setup. I can't see how that is. She just, her whole background is typical resist Trump, Bernie Sanders, Antifa, not, as they always claim, some alt-right scheme. Yeah. I don't understand what it is. All I know is her parents were on Anderson Cooper last night saying she's prepared to pay the price, but I think in this climate they're going to throw the book at her. Parents, she's not a victim. There's no climate. It's climate change. You broke the law, and you're going to do time.
Right. We got to leave it there. Tim Wilkins at timwilkins.com. Tim, always a pleasure to have you on.
Good talking to you, Kevin.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Would it surprise you to learn that the Russians did not hack the DNC system? And that, in fact, a Russian named Dmitry Alperovich is the hacker. And dun, 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 he actually worked for President Obama. Yep. We got this story. This is amazing. Not surprising at all. I'd love to tell you, I'm shocked. What? Barack Obama was a... Yeah, in the last 5 years, the Obama administration has turned exclusively to one Russian to solve every major cyber attack in America. And by the way, this wasn't just government hacks. These are whether you're hacking the government or you're hacking corporations. There's one superhero cyber warrior who has the codes to figure out if the system was attacked and by whom it was attacked. And that's Dmitry's company, CrowdStrike. called in by Obama to solve mysterious attacks on high-level government agencies and American corporations, including German Bundestag, the DNC, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee called the DCCC, the White House, the State Department, Sony, and many others. CrowdStrike's philosophy is you don't have a malware problem, you have an adversary problem. And they played a critical role during the Obama administration in the development of our cyber defense. Dmitry Alperovich and George Kurtz, former head of the FBI cyberware unit, founded CrowdStrike. You just keep these names in mind, folks. Sean Henry, former executive assistant director at FBI, is now at CrowdStrike, president of services. The company is crawling with former U.S. intelligence agencies. Or I should say intelligence agents. And before Alperovich founded CrowdStrike in 2011, he worked in Atlanta as the chief threat officer at the antivirus software firm called McAfee. Now, during that time, he, quote, discovered the Chinese had compromised at least 71 companies and organizations, including 13 defense contractors, 3 electronics firms, and the International Olympic Committee. I mean, now there's a cadre of things to hack. We want to understand more about, I mean, I just see the Chinese, you know, the electronics, defense contractors, and the Olympics. We must win the Olympics. And he was the only person to notice the biggest cyber attack in history. I know, nothing to see there, folks. Now, let's go to the DNC. After CrowdStrike was hired as an independent contractor, vendor by the DNC to investigate a possible cyber attack on their system, Alperovich sent the DNC a proprietary software package called Falcon that monitors the networks of its clients in real time. And according to Alperovich, Falcon lit up within 10 seconds of being installed at the DNC. Alperovich had his proof in 10 seconds that the Russians were in the network. This alleged evidence of hacking has yet to be shared with anyone. Hello? Is this thing on? Yeah. And as Donald Trump pointed out, the FBI, the agency that should have been immediately involved in hacking that affects national security, has yet to examine the DNC system to begin an investigation. Instead, the FBI and 16 other U.S. intelligence agencies simply agree with Barack Obama's most trusted cyber warfare expert, Dmitry Alperovich, and the 10-second assessment that produced no evidence to support the claim. Also remember, only Alperovich and CrowdStrike have claimed to the evidence that it is Russian hackers. In fact, only 2 hackers were found to have been in the system, and both were identified by Alperovich as Russian FSB, which is the equivalent of the CIA, and Russian GRU, which is the equivalent of the DOD. And it's only Alperovich who claims that he knows that it is Putin who is behind these 2 hackers. Is this giving you a little bit of clarity? I hope it is. I hope you're not wasting your time here with me. Or do I need to speak like a Russian and then you pay attention to me, eh? What do you say, Igor? Yes, exactly. Alperovich failed to mention in his conclusive 10-second assessment that Guccifer 2.0 had already hacked the DNC and made available to the public the documents he hacked before Alperovich did his 10-second assessment. And Alperovich reported that no other hackers were found, ignoring the fact that Guccifer 2.0 had already hacked the DNC and released the documentation to the public. Alperovich's assessment also goes directly against Julian Assange's repeated statements that the DNC leaks did not come from the Russians. So what I'm saying here, folks, is Alperovich is a liar. He is a hack. He is a shield. And he has been set up, brought in by the Obama administration to be the guy that says what they tell him to say. So the ridiculously fake cyber attack assessment that was done by CrowdStrike flies in the face of the fact that a DNC insider admitted that he had released the DNC documents. And Julian Assange implied in an interview that the murdered DNC staffer, that would be Seth Rich, was the source of the trove of damaging emails that the website posted days before the convention, the party's convention. Now, you may not know this, but this is sort of coincidental that Seth Rich was on his way to testify about the DNC leaks to the FBI when he was gunned down in the streets. Now, it may be absurd to hear Apurovich state that the Russian CIA, equivalent to that, had been monitoring the DNC for over a year, but they'd done nothing. No attacks, no thefts, no harm was done to the system. And at least Alpervich then reported that there was an attack. Now, the second hacker, the supposed Russian military, the GRU, which is like the DOD, had just entered the system 2 weeks before, and also they'd done nothing except observe. So we've got Apurovich's word that that reports the Russian FSB was looking for files on Donald Trump. A false claim that now spuriously ties Donald Trump to the alleged attack. And it's also Apurovich who believes that this hack was supposedly, quote, looking for Trump files as an attempt to influence the election. But no files were found about Trump by the second hacker, as we know from WikiLeaks and Guccifer's leaks. So, Russians hacked the DNC to influence the elections is a claim by one well-known Russian spy. Then, 17 U.S. intelligence agencies unanimously confirm Alpervich is correct, even though there's no investigation, no evidence, nothing. Now, how do you get to where you have this kind of power within our U.S. cyber defense system, cyber defense, you know, mechanism, if you will? Why did Obama again and again use CrowdStrike when they have miserably failed to stop further cyber attacks on systems that they were hired to protect? Why would anyone believe CrowdStrike when people like WikiLeaks and Guccifer are beating them to the punch at every turn? So get this, after documents from the DNC continue to leak and Guccifer 2.0 and WikiLeaks made CrowdStrike's report look foolish, Apurovich decided the situation was far worse than he reported. So he single-handedly concluded that the Russians were conducting an influence operation to help win the election for Trump. No evidence to back it up. So what this became, folks, was a CYA move that said, in order for me to keep getting fat contracts and to make these people believe that I'm an expert, I got to come up with something. So on July 22nd, 3 days before the DNC convention in Philly, WikiLeaks dumps a massive cache of emails that had been stolen, not hacked, from the DNC. Seth Rich, remember that. Reporters found the email suggesting that the DNC leadership favored Hillary Clinton in the primary race against Bernie Sanders and, of course, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DNC chair, three other officials, they all resigned. Days later, the DCC had been hacked. CrowdStrike called in again, said Russia was responsible. Guccifer 2.0 then publishes all the information, effectively blowing up this idea that they were that it was the Russians. So once again, Guccifer proved that Alperovich and CrowdStrike were wrong, grossly incompetent, and saying that the hack originated from Russia and Putin masterminded it. Pelosi offered members of Congress Alperovich's suggestion of installing Falcon, so he ends up getting more information, the ability to gather information on government accounts after showcasing nothing but incompetence. So now Falcon was installed on all the computers of members of Congress. CrowdStrike has access to stuff that they never should have access to. This is our cyber warfare system, folks, that they want you to believe, and that how the Russians are involved with Trump.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.